Welcome to another episode of Weird and Wacky World with Alt, Queeks,
and Ja,
the Jabber Guys. This week's episode is called That's News to Me.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of crazy news headlines and that kind of stuff.
From around the world.
There's some really wacky crap out there. And we're going to need to have, we got a few drinks and we got some cookies here that just to
What kind of cookies?
Well, you brought them.
Pot cookies, baby.
Well, you know, just to
get cookies.
Us loosened up a little bit.
It's legal now.
Cha, did you have one?
Yeah, I had one.
I had three before I left home. What are you talking about? did you take one of your digestive enzymes?
Yeah, I know you have trouble with your heartburn.
Oh, my God. So, I know. You guys were telling me about this stomach enzymes you can tell or
yeah,
help
helps,
with my...
But you got to have them before you eat.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Because, I you're doing all these grocery orders online now.
Yeah,
right?
You do everything online.
That's
now.
Right. Yeah. So I saw these stomach enzymes, and so I said, okay.
Enzymes.
Whatever. Gosh.
Well, buddy.
Anyways.
Enzymes. Enzymes?
Enzymes. Nice.
That's good. Thank you.
As you were.
Go ahead.
Can you say hallelujah? Never mind. That's another podcast.
No, I can't. I went home and practiced in front of a mirror that night. I still couldn't say it.
That's okay. We'll help you out later. Anyway, sorry.
So I ordered these things.
Yeah.
So amongst other groceries, we went and picked them up, threw them, we put them all away when we got home. And I started taking these pills.
Enzymes,
which I thought were enzymes. So I've been taking pills for a few days.
Well, I've been talking, you've been taking them like a lot.
Yeah, a lot. So my wife asked me.
Oh, wait a minute, though. Was your heartburn getting any better?
No, it didn't do shit.
Oh,
my heartburn. So my wife asked me today, she went, hey, when are you going to start taking those enzymes you purchased? I said, what? I've been taking them for like a week now or so. Here I've been taking some freaking pill that my wife has. That, I don't know, it just does something for her iron or boobs or vagina. I don't know what the hell it does.
Hey, Chuck. Nice tits.
I know. I think they're a little bigger.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I got to, yeah.
No, wait. Now, you're telling me you don't even know what it is?
No, I didn't even want to know.
Wait, you've been taking it for a week and you didn't go check the label?
No, I didn't. No, well, they were new. Well, to me, they were new. And I went up there and I started popping them.
Well, you have been a little emotional though.
I was going to say, get the Kleenex ready.
Yeah, I know.
He's been a little emotional.
I should really find out what I've been taking.
Yeah, your feelings have been on edge, I can see the last little bit. Yeah.
You never take me anywhere. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll find out what I was taking. I'll let you know.
Well, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, my heartburn's still killing me. Okay, so what are we doing? Funny newspaper headlines?
Yeah, that close. That's news to me. Well, just news headlines from around the world. Funny, dramatic, I don't know. Let's dig in and see what we come up with.
Did we find anything?
Yeah, there's one.
There's one or two.
Okay.
Okay, here's a first news headline. Drivers stop to chase money on New Jersey highway.
Where'd the money come from?
Well, it says here, finding a quarter on the sidewalk is exciting, and pulling out a $20 bill from your jeans pocket is also a great surprise. What about coming across a wad of cash while driving? So motorists on a New Jersey highway slammed on their brakes and opened their doors earlier this year when an armored vehicle on its way to the bank had a malfunction that caused money to fly onto the roadway.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Sorry. A malfunction? A
malfunction.
How much? This is high security.
They hit a pothole.
Hit a pothole. The money went flying all. What the hell?
I don't know, man.
They're slamming on their brakes. It's like a movie. People are jumping out of their cars, grabbing up loose cash.
That's correct.
Oh, I'd be all over that.
You would you?
Yeah.
It's all numbered. They know where to find it. You could try to pass that bill later. You're going to be arrested for stealing money.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers. Yeah. And then there's Chaucy in a courtroom, and the judge, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, it's finders keepers.
It's the finders keepers
defense.
Well,
he's got a good point there.
That's what
the judge, damn it. He's right.
He's right.
Sorry. He's invoked the finders keepers amendment.
That's right.
You're free to go.
Dude, yeah. I would definitely... Grabs coming.
No, I wouldn't. I'd pick it up and give it to the guy in the truck.
But you know what?
My God.
They make it sound in this story like they got away with it. So people that actually grabbed some of the cash actually got away with
it. See that? Boom, right there.
Yeah. Undisclosed amount of money.
They're still all thieves. They stole money.
No.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers, damn it.
No.
They're great. Not thieves.
Yes, they are.
Why?
Just because the money was on the road and not in the truck doesn't mean it's theirs.
No. Now it's in a what's it called? The DMZ.
DMZ.
DMZ area.
A demilitarized zone?
I didn't want to try. I know I'd fuck it up and you guys would be all over me.
Again, say hallelujah.
You bitch.
Yeah. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. All right, you know what I'd say?
Hey, you know, you use this bill. Dude, I found this cash in my backyard. Like, it must have blown there or something. I don't know. What do you want me to do, burn it?
Oh, that's a little bit different than an armored vehicle ahead of you that is sitting there with the cash falling out. Yeah, I wonder where this money came from. It's a little different.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Tell that to the bank robber as he's fleeing the bank.
No, but he stole it. That's the difference. He stole it.
Did he say stole?
Fuck you guys. What are you, grammar teacher?
Did he say stole?
I think he did.
Stole, I said.
Okay.
Ooh,
he went from the bank to the library.
Oh, the library.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he got away with it, he said, Hababooya.
Anyways.
So, okay.
Boom.
You guys can
bitch.
Kiss my ass. No, seriously, dude. You can't just take shit that doesn't belong to you just because, it's not in its right place, but you know who the owner is. If you know who the owner is and you still keep it, you're a thief.
He's telling me the truck was the owner?
So,
no,
hold on
that's a transport service. They don't own
it. No, I'm with you, man.
So I don't know who owns that money.
I'm with you, buddy.
DMZ, baby.
So you've never picked up, you found a 20 blown down the street.
That's different. I don't.
Oh, no.
Well, let me finish.
It's not yours.
Let me finish.
I want to hear this.
Let me finish. I didn't know who the owner was.
Okay, so we go back to, he said he found a wad of cash in his backyard.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
All right, that's what I'll say when I...
You'd be lying because you're a thief.
Well, it's worth it if I like made 10 grand or like...
Okay, but you can...
Oh, he puts a price on it, too.
That's right.
To be honest, I'd be doing it for 20 bucks.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, just as long as we know what your price is.
It's pretty low.
I'll just go on to the next story.
How's that heartburn?
Well, now that I'm on the right freaking medication, it's doing all right now.
All right, okay. You do have big boobs now,
though. I know. I got to work on those.
Okay. Okay, what's the next one?
All right, sticking with the greed stealing theme and unethical.
Well, it's not a greed. He thinks it's okay.
And it's not stealing.
Okay, well, here's
what you got?
Okay, here's another one. I'll let you guys discuss this one.
All right.
Here's the headline. Bank of America ATM mistakenly dispenses $100 bills instead of tens.
Now, see, I wouldn't go near that.
Is that?
Well, they got cameras all over you.
Oh, so it's okay to steal when you're not going to get caught, but it's not okay to steal when you're going to get caught.
This is what he's trying to say. Yes,
yeah.
So it's nothing to do with the ethical aspect of stealing.
Dude, if I saw a guy drop a 20... And I'd give it back. I'd call them. In fact, I know I would do that because I've done it.
What's the difference? The Brinks truck dropped hundreds of thousands.
It's not their money.
They're responsible for it.
Well, then they're fucking idiots then. They may screw it up. It's not my fault.
We're back to the New Jersey
okay,
highway.
Anyways, the ATM. Anyways,
there it is.
Oh, yeah, the ATM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't.
Because the cameras.
Yeah.
And they know you'd be taking the wrong amount of money, and they call you and send the police.
Yeah. That's stupid.
It says here, the outdoor machine had a glitch that caused it to dispense $100 bills instead of tens. Word of this faux pas got out very quickly. The Bank of America, the owner of the machine, put out a statement riffing off the Monopoly game, saying that there was a bank error in your favor and you could collect free cash. Why would they do that?
You know what would suck, though? The guy that it happened to, he only had 80 bucks in his bank account or 120 bucks. So he can only take out so much.
So I guess they saw the humor in the situation. I'm sure that, behind closed doors, they weren't laughing.
Yeah, somebody got reamed.
No kidding.
All right, so... As long as we establish, you know, it's okay to steal when you're not going to get caught.
Dude, if it's... Oh, man. is painting a dark picture. All I'm saying is, if I know who to give the, if I, like I say, if I know whose money it is, I will give it back. I would never steal from somebody.
Okay, it's the bank's money being transported by the Brinks
truck. Oh, yeah. Screw the banks.
Yeah. They're going to really freaking cry at night. What am I trying to say? You rip them off a little bit.
Yep.
Oh, fuck them.
There you go, Cha.
I'm on Cha. Okay, side. On to the next one. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. All right. Let's go on to the next one. What do you got?
Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit. Get away from the money. Well, no, there's money involved in this one too, but here's the headline. Man who demolished landmark house ordered to build replica. So apparently a judge in San Francisco punished this guy, a man, in a very strange way. Ross Johnson, who had been approved for minor work on a landmarked home he had recently purchased, his idea of minor work, according to NBC, turned out to be a complete demolition of the property. So along with...
So it was a landmark.
It was a landmark.
Like a historical house or...
Yeah, he could have done some reno on it and whatnot, but
So it was listed as like a heritage property
Whatever. Yeah, what did he do? He freaking demolished the whole thing from the ground up.
And they said, hey, what the fuck, dude? You can't do that.
You can't do that. So he was sentenced to rebuild it exactly the way it was and then put a plaque on the front door telling the story of his error.
So he's going to spend all the time and money putting it back exactly how it was when he bought it.
That's correct.
And they also painted a dick on his hood. There. Now we're even.
Wow.
What? I don't get it.
I don't either. It was still funny because he said dick.
All right, so
That's got to suck. He's got all these plans, you know, beautiful open concept, blah, 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 blah. Then he's got to recreate this freaking old thing with like 400 rooms in it. They're all about 8x8.
God, that must have cost a guy a pretty penny, eh?
Well, hey, man, that's what happens when you're not honest. Righto?
Oh, jeez. Don't even get me started.
Oh, man. All right, here's the next headline. Two elderly men sneak out of nursing home to attend heavy metal festival.
Nice.
You know what? That's kick ass.
Rock and roll, baby.
That's great, man.
They climb out the window with a bed sheet or something? What'd they do?
I don't think they probably fell out of their window.
From the first floor.
Yeah.
That's great, though. You got a picture of it?
It was in northern Germany.
Actually, wait. It looks like oat. Dude. Oh,
he snuck out.
Yeah, you bastards.
Yeah, so these guys have been, I guess, lifelong buddies. And
great, man.
They shared the same music.
They're in a nursing home together.
Yeah, that's right.
They come back
and
to
they said, we got to break this joint and go down to that heavy metal concert.
They come back to the home with concert shirts smelling like weed.
That's great. You're never too old to rock, baby.
There you go. That's it.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right. Here's one about Bansky. Yeah, you guys know who Bansky is, right? He's that artist that nobody knows his true identity. He does street art.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
But he does it all over the world.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't know his identity.
They don't know who does. Nobody's seen him actually doing it.
So that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got some ideas, they got some leads on short list of who they think he is, but it's never been proven who this guy is.
Aliens, man.
Bansky.
Well, he's built up quite a reputation for himself because this story is proof.
Well, and they've taken some of his stuff and put it into artwork, and it sells for like big, big money.
Yeah.
You know, so here's one here. It's about a Bansky painting that self-destructs immediately after being sold for $1.4 million.
That's hilarious.
Now, there's a lot of theories out there saying that Bansky's, he doesn't care about the money because he's probably, you know, independently wealthy.
Yeah.
And he just goes around, he just loves doing this to freak people out. And he does these street paintings. And they're really good, the street paintings that he does. And they're intricate. And how he does it in such a short period of time is amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess this one painting was in a gallery.
Girl with Balloon, it's called.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, Girl with Balloon.
Yeah. And it sold for $1.4 million. The reason it goes for so much is because it got all the mystery and, all the unknown around who this guy is. That's why it was so valuable. So anyway, I guess after they bought it, the gavel came down, sold. Boom, it went through down, and at the bottom of the frame, there was a shredder.
Yeah, so it started dropping down in the frame.
Yeah.
The picture.
And there was a shredder in the bottom of the frame, and it came out all shredded at the bottom.
That's right. That's right. Everybody just looked. There's actually a picture where when it's happening, and the people are looking in disbelief, like, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
1.4 million, gone.
Yeah, but that's typical Bansky.
Right? I wonder if they actually had to pay for that. No.
Oh, probably not.
No.
I know where it came from. Because if like, where did the painting come from? How did they get it? Who owned the painting before the auction?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say. But anyway, that's fascinating. You watch, Bansky paintings all over the world, and they just appear, and then they say, hey, there's a painting on that wall that wasn't there before. He does it in urban and ghetto areas. He does them all over the place.
He's going to get busted for, what do you call it? Destruction of public property.
Graffiti.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think he's from the UK, but they're trying to narrow it down.
So here's some funny headlines. Remember how Letterman used to, read the newspaper headlines?
And yeah, and Carson. Carson, yeah, too.
Some would be ridiculous. But here's a few samples. Here's one. Forecasters call for weather on Monday.
Well, that's a safe statement. That's pretty safe.
I want to be a weatherman.
Because you're always wrong, and it's okay if you're right. People say, wow.
He called for weather.
Or she. Yeah, not bad weather, just weather.
That's just weather.
All right.
Here's a headline. Amphibious pitcher makes debut.
What was it, Aquaman?
Well, he pitches with both arms.
Amphibious.
Amphibious.
That's what they put instead of ambidextrous.
That's right.
Morons. How does that person actually... what's happened to the editor? You have to quality this stuff.
Oh, here's a good one. State population to double by 2040. Babies to blame. No guff. No guff.
Really?
Oh, man.
Like, who authorizes these stinking... Anyway, whatever.
Now, here's one. Oh, this one will enlighten you.
Okay.
Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive.
Whoa, there's a revelation.
I'd like to see the research that was done on that.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we can do an experiment right now if you'd like.
Oh, here's one. Police arrest everyone on February 22nd.
Everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
You're all under arrest.
I was wondering what that calendar entry of mine was like, why it said that.
There it is. Now you know.
Well, they found you taking money from a Brinks truck. That's what it was. It was laying on the road.
Thursday is canceled. That's another headline.
Thursday. So from now on, it goes right from Wednesday to Friday.
That's right.
No more.
Here's one with Thursday again. Bridge closure date, Thursday or October.
Whichever comes first.
Thursday or October. Oh, man.
Oh, I like this one. Most earthquake damage is caused by shaking.
Oh, wow. Who figured that out?
What the hell?
Who figured that one out?
I mean, no, these people are seriously whacked.
Wow. Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons.
Wow.
Yep. What do they think they're going to find? Donuts?
These are actual... newspaper clippings.
Yep.
My God.
These are great, man. Oh, this is my favorite. Here's my favorite.
All right.
Murderer says detective ruined his reputation. So,
what?
A convicted murderer sued the detective who arrested him, claiming that he ruined his good name in comments that he published in the Times News.
Only in the USA would that happen.
Not the fact that he killed somebody. The fact that he said something. He called him a name.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, do the Utah Poison Control Center reminds everyone not to take poison.
Poison is bad.
Okay.
So don't take poison.
Okay.
Because isn't it funny that people have to be told don't take poison?
Well, you know what? That's what's happening with our society now. Nobody's responsible for themselves.
Ah.
It's like, you know what?
Who's the editor on these headlines?
That's what I just said.
Right. Who's looking at these?
Morons.
Bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs. You think?
Oh, dude, come on.
It's a headline by Wayne Hansen. I said his name.
Oh. Students cook and serve grandparents.
Oh, that bitch, that didn't taste very well.
I don't think they...
Who'd they serve them to?
No,
exactly.
Like, give some thought to these. Like, seriously.
Oh, I get it. I get it now.
Hospitals resort to hiring doctors.
Well, okay, if we have to hire a doctor.
Yeah, really.
Who the hell were they hiring before?
Who knows? Who knows?
Wow. Farmer uses cannon to protect watermelons.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Those watermelons, man.
You oh, yeah. I can see that.
Major.
Cannon.
Good for him. Good for him.
Not like whip a rock or call the cops.
Or have Let's a dog.
Put a cannonball through someone.
That's inventive.
Exactly. How about this one? Voters to vote on whether to vote.
It's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, because they just voted.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Okay, we have to end this particular segment.
Or episode.
Well, yeah. Goat accused of robbery. Like they're gonna, in Nigeria, a goat was accused of robbery.
Let me guess. Goats over there are smart.
Let me guess. Let me guess. The bills blew in the field. The goat ate a few, and now he's busted, right?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to ask Queeks. Queeks, what did the goat say when he was arrested? There you go. That's the best goat impression I've ever heard.
That was actually Queeks.
That was Queeks. That wasn't a sound effects thing. That was him.
That was scary. So just to finish off that story, vigilantes seized the black and white goat, saying it was an armed robber who had used black magic to transform itself in order to escape when it was accused of stealing a Mazda 323.
So it was a car thief.
It was a car thief that they said
changed itself into a goat.
A goat. And the police had it in custody. They bought that story.
It's in Nigeria.
There you go. I'm not visiting Nigeria.
See, Cha, when you're out there picking up all those wads of cash from the Brinks truck on the highway, just have a goat with you.
The goat did it.
Exactly. He was the goat.
So the vigilantes saw some hoodlums attempting to rob a car. One escaped while the other one turned into a goat. This is what they testified to in court.
Wow.
Can you identify the offender? Yeah, he's right over there.
Yeah, he's got like two little horns. two little horns, 4 feet.
That's him. That's the guy.
Hooves and...
That's the guy.
And he eats cans.
What's happening?
I don't know. What's happening? Who picked this topic?
I don't know. I just wanted to hear your goat impression.
Yeah, I know. Well, there it is.
There's also a guy, I think, with a little bit of a problem. A guy sues his parents for throwing out his stash of porn and sex toys.
How much? First of all, how old was the guy?
13.
40.
13.
Yeah. 40 years old, this guy.
40's even worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But he was suing for the value of $29,000.
What? What kind of porn did this guy have?
And sex toys.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
you need
bizarre.
A garden shed to house all that crap.
Hell, I was pissed off when she threw when Ma threw out her hockey cards and
I know.
G.I. Joe's.
Oh, man.
However.
Although that's probably worth more than $29,000 nowadays.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So $29,000 worth of sex toys, 40 years old, lives with his parents. It's not a good scenario.
Like, that's a difference. So your mom throws out a few, like, Hustler magazines. Okay. I'm siding with the parents here. Like, that's a lot of shit. They're probably like, this guy's a freak. I don't want this stuff in the house.
Well, they probably didn't want him in the house anymore. Get the hell out. 40 years old?
That's just scary stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to know what's going on in that guy's room.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. There's something wrong there.
Okay, next story.
Wow. Right.
Oh, here's a funny one. Well, actually, it's not funny.
Make me laugh.
Well, we can laugh about it.
Be funny.
All right. This is a news article in the headline. The picture shows a little boy in a wheelchair. Oh. I guess he's paralyzed. So The headline, though, is God answers prayers of paralyzed little boy.
Oh, good. Really? What did God say?
No. That's the part of the.
That's morbidly funny. That's like, why bad. Is that funny?
And I'm not. Kid. That's what the ads. That's what the article says. No, says God.
Well, why would they even put that in there?
Why would they put that in there?
Yikes!
You imagine telling the kid. Yeah, his answer was pretty much, "Yeah, you're fucked."
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not that funny.
No, no, but well, the fact that they put it in there, answers his prayers. Yeah, what the answer? We no. That's stupid.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't. I don't even know why they put this in the paper. You're right. Just keep it amongst themselves. It's sad enough.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's major, major breaking news.
Oh, right.
I'm looking at the article right now. Major in bold. It says China may be using sea to hide its submarines.
S-E-A-C?
Yes, not capitalized. They're talking about water. that's freaking ingenious, isn't it?
You can hide a boat underwater?
Wow.
Yeah, that made headlines. That's good.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is a good one, too. Sorry. A woman takes a photo of a duck. But it actually turns out to be an actual black dildo.
There's a picture of it. I'm looking at it.
It does look like a duck with a big, long neck.
It does.
What? Look. I'll turn my computer. See. Look at it. Isn't that? It's like a duck.
It does look like a duck.
Yep.
If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a dildo.
Imagine her sending her kid out to tell, go scare that duck away. Kid turns back around, looks at the house. Ma.
All right. Sorry. It's not a duck.
Oh, my God.
Another one. A woman was arrested for defecating on boss's desk after winning the lottery. I can see that.
She went and crapped on his desk?
Yeah, she pinched one off on the guy's desk.
Wonder if he was sitting there when she did it. That's nasty.
That's nasty.
That is nasty.
Boy, talk about sending a message. Yeah.
She must not have liked her boss.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't
know. How are you
going to
wipe? Right?
That's what you're thinking? That's what you get out of this?
Yeah. That would bug me.
That's called burning bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Like on a whole bunch of fronts.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what
to
say.
I hope she won a lot of money.
Husband calls. Oh no! Sorry, I was wrong. Well, we're in one number off. We won $3.
Remember the story we told of wacky divorce stories where the guy fooled his wife into thinking he won the lottery?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's genius.
And she's took the kids and left, and then realized after she got there the ticket was fake. Oops. Sorry about that. So yeah, you don't be crapping on your boss's desk until you're absolutely sure you got enough. You got enough money in the bank.
Yeah,
even then, it's probably not a good idea.
So here's a topic. We're going to be tackling this on a future episode. But here's a headline here. This was today, February 25th. FBI aware of American Airlines cylindrical object sighting. So apparently, this pilot. He was on his way, I think it was from Cincinnati to Phoenix.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was flying over New Mexico.
And he saw a large cylindrical object.
Yeah, it looked like a cruise missile.
Well, they're not really cylindrical. I'm not sure why.
Well, that's the best way he could describe it.
All right.
And he reported it, and the FBI is aware, but they can neither confirm nor deny. But it's on record. And nobody wants to admit seeing these things.
Well, the government released all some declassified things from Blue Book, and it more or less says, yeah, there's UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
But people, anyway.
I know.
Anyway, but those two documentaries, we'll cover those two documentaries in a different episode. But the one is called Unacknowledged.
Yeah.
And the other one's called The Phenomenon.
Well, the phenomenon is really good.
Those two, I mean, you know, you don't have to believe everything in it, but come on, there's so much evidence out there to make you think, like, wow, make you second guess.
I'm looking forward to doing that podcast about UFOs and the unexplained.
Yeah, people just, I'm not saying I'm 100% sure, but I'm saying it's making me think about it.
Yeah, oh no, me too, for sure. Yeah,
but there's some people that go, it's all hogwash, it's all crap. But yeah, you know what? Think for yourself.
For sure.
Look at all the evidence.
People like to be told what to believe. That's what the media is all about.
Absolutely.
Here's what we want you to believe.
Yep.
And they just follow along.
Lemmings.
Lemmings, baby.
You owe me $20.
Why is that?
You shall believe it.
Oh.
You owe me $20.
Oh, I see. You're supposed to do... Reminds me of the Flintstone episode.
Yeah.
I want a mink coat. Remember?
Yeah.
Fred sleeping? Yeah, that's great. Listen, we can go on with these wacky stories, but quite frankly, I'm getting a little depressed. so much stupidity out there.
We'll revisit this topic in the future, and I'm sure a lot more wacky shit's going to happen in the near future.
And who knows? Maybe that little kid will be walking by then.
Well, it depends on God's attitude, I guess.
No.
No. All right. With that, we're going to wrap up this session of That's News to Me with Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
Remember to visit our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.